Good morning, this is Tom.
Hi Tom, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, Nicole. How you
Good.
doing?
Pretty
A little
good.
sick this morning.
You are? Oh,
Yeah.
sorry to hear that.
All right.
Well, I just wanted to follow up with you. I know we were going to try and get you approved for the larger working capital loan so we could pay off some of your
Right.
balances.
Sure.
And you were waiting on your tax return, I think, but we could use 2014. That's not really an issue. So just wanted to see if that was something you were still going to be sending over to get you the approval.
Well, I'm still interested, but I've just been I've been out of town a lot lately and busy, but
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We're gonna be moving later this month, and so
Okay.
I may just wait until after that's done to kind of figure out what our needs are gonna be. And of
Okay.
course, I'm continuing to pay down some of those loans anyway, so
We can issue the
but
approval and keep it open if you want to as well, so you kind of know what
yeah.
you're approved for.
Okay, well, I mean that's certainly something to consider. I'm just not ready to do anything this week.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just like I said, I'm trying to focus on getting us a new place to move to.
Okay.
Probably down in the Temecula, Murrieta area.
Oh,
But
okay.
so I don't
Are
know.
you moving to a larger location, or what's the reason for the move?
No, we're moving. Well, the space we're in is too big anyway, and
Okay.
dealing with like a 35-mile commute every day, and I have six employees dealing with that, and it's just
Oh.
it's a number of factors. But yeah, we've decided that we're just going to move back closer to home. And
Okay.
the advantages that I thought would that would come with being in the Corona area or being kind of up in this area really aren't that big of a deal now that we've
Okay.
been here. And so, and since this was just a sublease anyway, it was kind of an easy way to, easy thing to get out of. And
Yeah.
so,
Do you
anyway,
live in the Temecula area?
I live in Murrieta, yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's definitely
Yeah.
closer.
And actually, there's a building that's maybe available for sale in Lake Elsinore, but, and it's similar to a building that we moved out of 6 months ago. So that might be something I might entertain as well. I think it's probably
Okay.
going to be around the 400,000 range.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know. I think it's just coming on the market. I've been talking to one of my real estate agents and kind of gave me a heads up. So I don't know if
Okay.
the timing will work or if it's available yet, but I
Sounds
know
like
it's
you have a lot
coming.
on your
So
plate right
yeah. And the main
now.
thing is just to keep the orders going out the door. I mean, we sell quite a bit, and so
Okay.
and it's been busy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
What is the balance that was last time we spoke? It was at 120,000. Do you know what that balance is now?
it's probably in the neighborhood of 100 now.
Okay. All right. Well, I can do. Do you want me? Is there a certain time you want me to follow up? Do you want me to re-email you what we need for the approval?
No,
What would you like?
I still have your email.
Okay.
I'm thinking, maybe if I have some time later in the week, we can talk about it, and maybe I can get you some of the stuff that you need and
Okay.
kind of get the process going.
Yeah. Do you want me
Because
to?
there are some things that I definitely want to do,
Yeah.
if we get the funds. I mean, if nothing else, I have a pretty good source now in Asia for some inventory that we currently buy
You get
from
a pretty good
Asia, but
deal
indirectly,
too?
and we'd like to deal. Say again.
Would you
What's
get
that?
a pretty good deal
Oh
through
yeah, that
them?
would be
Oh,
almost
okay.
50% less than what we're paying now. It's pretty
Wow, that's a
significant.
lot.
Well, because we're basically cutting out the middleman that
Yeah.
does the importing, and our supplier for a lot of our ribbons and toners, they're in Houston, so they import it from China, truck it to Houston, and ship pallets of it back to us, and that just
Right.
doesn't make a lot of sense logistically. And so I've been
Yeah.
in discussions with a couple of different manufacturers, and yeah, the pricing difference is quite significant.
Wow,
So it's
okay.
exciting, but
Yeah.
I would have to lay out a big chunk of money, a month
What
or
are
two in
they
advance. And
requiring in terms of what you
what do you mean? Well, I mean, basically, you know, when you're talking containers, usually you pay for it, you know, right before it ships, and then it takes a few weeks or a month to arrive, and so, you know, just I've not done a whole lot of that. I do have a friend that's pretty knowledgeable about that, and so I'd probably get him involved just because, you know, it would probably save me some time and money, and he actually has a relative in China who's a broker, so that would help too. So, but anyway, you know, we're, like I said, we're still in discussion, so we'll see where it goes in the next couple of weeks. Hello? Hello?